Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. This is another quick tip episode where I share a tip or strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue. And today is actually going to be a little bit of a longer quick tip. I should probably be doing a full episode, but I really wanted to get this to you before the end of the year. And with the holidays and everything like that, I decided to do it here as a quick tip episode. But before we dive into that, speaking of the holidays, happy holidays. I can't believe it's the end of December already. I mean, where has this year gone, right? So I just really want to, from the bottom of my heart, wish all of you happy holidays. And thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast each and every week, to both episodes each week. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you listening and, even more importantly, implementing what you learn here on the show. I hear from so many of you every single day, whether it's an email, whether it's a DM on Instagram, whatever it is, just letting me know how much you appreciate the show, the impact that it's had on your business and your life. It means the world to me, my friends. So thank you so much and happy holidays to all of you. Today, I want to share with you seven areas of your business that I recommend focusing on for 2020. And I thought about calling this like seven trends to look out for 2020 or seven predictions, but these aren't really predictions or trends. Like what I'm going to share with you today, nothing is new, but I do think that these seven areas, I think that they're going to be more important in 2020 than ever before. Okay. So like I said, nothing is new. Nothing is like, holy cow, I've never heard of that before, because oftentimes it is do more of what's working. Stay with the basics, stay with the foundational stuff. Right. And so the first area that I think is going to be super important for helping you grow your business and have a bigger impact in 2020 is building community through authenticity and deeper connection with your audience. As I talk to students, as I talk to people who like are applying for my Accelerator Mastermind, for example, an overarching theme that I hear from people is that, because one of the questions I ask is I say, why now? why are you interested in the accelerator now and why me? And one of the things that I hear time and time again is that people appreciate my authenticity, that I'm not a bro marketer. I hear that all the time. And the first time I heard that, I was like, what the heck's a bro marketer? I had to look it up. So yeah, I'm not a bro marketer, guys. It is the authenticity, right? And so I want to encourage you to be authentic, to don't try to be someone that you're not, and show up to attract your audience each and every week, each and every day, and just be you. People want authenticity in this age of just people posting crap, if you will, on social media, etc. Just be authentic. Your audience is so going to appreciate that, and it's going to allow you to have a deeper connection with them. And I'm not even talking about on the revenue side, right? Now, I am talking about it because when people have a deep connection with you, and when people feel like they can connect with you because you're being authentic, because they see possibility in you, in what you're teaching, your revenue will increase because they're going to want to buy from you. Okay. So building community through authenticity, and along those lines, creating a deeper connection through that authenticity with your community. Okay. A book I highly recommend is my very good buddy Pat Flynn's book, Superfans. It came out, second half here of 2019. It's an awesome read. Definitely check it out. Superfans by Pat Flynn. So again, number one, building community through authenticity and deeper connection. The second area that I highly recommend that you focus on in 2020 is podcasting. Normally, and in the past, I've said, well, number one, you need a consistent content strategy. You need a channel, right? Whether that's podcasting, whether that's video, whether that is you're on Instagram stories every day, whatever it is for you. In the past, I've recommended picking a channel or a medium, I should say, that aligns with what you feel most comfortable with. Like if you feel comfortable on video, do video. If you feel comfortable, you know, speaking, do podcasting. If you feel comfortable writing, you know, create blog posts and stuff like that. I'm telling you right now that if you're not comfortable in front of a microphone, get comfortable in front of a microphone. Okay. Podcasting is where it is at. I hear from a lot of people, isn't it too late to start a podcast? Heck no, my friends. Now is the time. Podcasting is still very much in its infancy. Okay. Podcasting is hands down the best business decision I ever made for my business. Every single one of my students, in some fashion, whether it's my foundations program or past programs or my accelerator mastermind, have either found me through my podcast or me being on other shows. Okay. So I highly recommend that you, if you do not have a podcast already, think about starting a podcast in 2020. Okay. Cannot recommend it enough. Podcasting. You will thank me later. You could DM me next year and say, Rick, it was the best advice that I got at the end of 2019, and my business is exploding because of my podcast. Not only does it create awareness around your business and yourself, but it's a great way to grow your email list, create more sales, all of that stuff. Okay. Just be intentional with why you're starting a podcast. We're going to be talking more about podcasting in the first quarter of 2020. Okay. But I highly recommend podcasting being an area of focus for 2020. The third area that I highly recommend that you focus on 2020, again, nothing new here, is video, specifically short form video and also live video. So short form video, I'm talking 15 to 30 seconds, maybe no longer than 60 seconds. Short form video, okay, just grabbing your phone and creating that video, and then also live video, Instagram Live, Facebook Live. Yes, Facebook Live is still very much an awesome strategy. I'm going to do more of it in 2020, And again, remember, you can turn those Facebook Lives into ads, build video engagement audiences, retarget people, all that fun stuff. Super effective. And Instagram and Facebook love when you do video. Okay, so video should absolutely be a priority for you in 2020. And again, I'm not talking about creating, you know, short films here. I'm talking short form video and also doing lives, Instagram Live or Facebook Live. Okay, the fourth area that I recommend that you focus on in 2020 is affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing. Again, I'm going to be talking more about this in Q1, but this is where you are partnering with other people to either promote their programs because you believe in their program. I highly recommend that you've taken, you know, their either coaching or course or whatever it is that you've experienced it yourself and gotten results from it. You have a good relationship with that person. And also on the flip side, people promoting your work, right, where it makes sense. You want to align with people that are similar to you, that have similar audiences that you want to reach, that it makes sense. And it's a complementary product, meaning like a course, for example, to your audience that you feel like is going to help your audience. It's a great opportunity for revenue, right? And you don't have to fulfill on anything, because if you're promoting somebody else's program, then that person fulfills on the delivery of the course and so forth, right? I have gotten away from affiliate marketing a little bit in 2019. I'm going to be promoting my good buddy Brandon Lucero's product, the Video 4X program that he has, in the latter part of Q1. And it's because I use it. It works. Brandon is one of the smartest people I know in the online space, and I think it's an amazing program. And whenever he has helped any of my students, you know, at the mastermind level, for example, they just get amazing results. And so I wholeheartedly believe in it, and I feel like it can help all of you. All right. So be thinking about what are products out there, what are courses out there, for example, that you feel that would help your target audience, that would complement what you are doing in your business, that you could potentially partner with that person and promote their course to your audience. Affiliate marketing has been around forever, but I just feel like when done right, when done all on the up and up, I think this is a great opportunity for additional revenue for you. One of my Accelerator Mastermind members, for example, I think she did an additional $60,000 in her business this year here in 2020, just from affiliate marketing products, whether between promotions or promoting just things like Kajabi, for example, you know, tools that she uses and recommends, right? That's another opportunity for affiliate marketing. $60,000, it's great revenue that she doesn't have to do anything, and she doesn't have a big audience or anything. So affiliate marketing, I think, is a huge opportunity for you in 2020. Okay. What number am I on? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth area to focus on that I recommend focusing on in 2020 is the customer experience. This is a huge opportunity that can set you apart from other online experts out there. Right? What types of things can you put in place to create the most amazing experience for your customers who are coming into your world? They have taken out their credit card. They have paid you their money so that they can learn from you. Where can you go above and beyond and just share to give them the best experience possible? Right? How can you help them finish your product? Do you know what the completion rate is for online courses? I heard this number a while ago, and I want to say it's around 15%. 15. That's crazy. Only 15% of the people who buy an online course actually finish that course. What that means is they're not getting the results that you have to give them, right? So how can you help your customers finish your product? And better yet, how can you help them get results for your product, for your course, right? And then in addition to that, how can you surprise and delight them? Can you send handwritten cards, for example? I love when I get handwritten cards. I have a whole cork board of handwritten cards where people send cards to me and thank me and, you know, tell me about the results they got or whatever. Like, that is a huge reminder, like, yep, Rick, you're doing a good job, you know? Love looking at that thing. So, you know, could you write handwritten notes? Could you do a Bomb Bomb video or a Bonjoro video where you just personally thank them for being a customer, being a student of yours? Takes 30 seconds, but that little effort is huge and allows you to go above and beyond than most other people out there. Okay, so customer experience. How can you provide the best experience for your customers that separates you from everyone else out there, right? How can you help them finish your product? How can you help them get results? And how can you help them so that when somebody's asking them for, you know, they want help where you can help them, they're going to recommend you, right? This goes back to the whole, how do you create super fans in your business? Okay. The sixth out of seven, the area to focus on in 2020, again, nothing new here, is messaging. You've got to get your messaging down. And it starts with understanding your ideal customer audience, your target customers. Do you understand them at a holistic level? I talk about the holistic level all the time, right? Understanding what their challenges are, understanding what their pain points are. Because once you do that, then you can have better messaging. You can speak directly to your target audience, right? Now, four different things I want you to think about when you're in your messaging, in your copy, in your videos, what have you. In your messaging, you are either amplifying a feeling or reducing a feeling. I'm going to read that again. I'm actually looking at my slides right now. You're either amplifying a feeling or you're reducing a feeling in your messaging. You want them to feel something. You're going to either amplify a pain point that they're having or amplify the opportunity for happiness or something like that, or you're going to reduce a feeling like overwhelm or something like that, worry, anxiety, what have you. Amplify a feeling or reduce a feeling. People buy a feeling that your product provides. So this is where we get into, stop selling the features of your product. And I say product, I mean, you know, your course, your membership, your coaching, whatever it is, right? Hopefully you have a promise of your course, of your membership, of your coaching. Well, people buy the feeling that your course, your membership, your coaching, etc., provides. Remember that. Focus on the feeling that your offer provides, that your offer solves. Okay. The third aspect of messaging, third aspect is use the language that your ideal customers use. I've talked about this all the time at different points here on the podcast, right? Use the language that your ideal customers use. How do you do that? Sit down with them. If you have customers, get on the phone with them, get on Zoom with them, sit down with them over coffee. Get into Facebook groups where your ideal customers are hanging out. Go to Amazon and look at the reviews of books in your niche. Go to conferences. Talk to people. If you don't want to do that, get into Facebook groups where your ideal customers are hanging out, right? Use the language that your ideal customers are using. And then finally, and my good buddy Brandon Lucero has been on the podcast several times talking about this whole concept that he calls thought reversal. Okay. How can you introduce an idea that is contrary to what most people think about whatever topic that you're talking about? Right. And an example that he likes to use is, and we talk about this here in the podcast a lot too, is that you don't have to, you know, work 18 hours a day in order to have a very successful business. Because if that were the case, everybody who's working 18 hours a day would be uber successful, right? But we know that that's not true. You don't have to hustle all day, every day in order to have a successful business. It's just not true. So you can introduce that thought because a lot of people think that. And so the fourth area of messaging is thought reversal. So I'll just repeat these 4 points again. Amplify a feeling or reduce a feeling. People buy a feeling that your product provides. Use the language that your ideal customers use. And then also be thinking about thought reversal, right? So just a real quick thing on thought reversal. One of my accelerator members who was on the podcast last week, Ashley Shaw, I had Brandon Lucero at our first retreat in July, accelerator retreat, and he talked about this. He taught this whole concept of thought reversal. And Ashley is a huge action taker. So she went away from that retreat, implemented thought reversal into her videos, and her business took off. And she'd never seen so much engagement and just feedback on the videos, the success of the videos, all because of that thought reversal and understanding her target audience. So messaging, messaging, messaging. The seventh area, the last area that I highly recommend that you focus on, and we're going to be talking a lot more about this in 2020 because nobody talks about this, and that is running a lean business and also focusing on profit instead of just top line revenue. I was able to increase my profit margin this year in 2019 by 20%. That was my goal for this year, and we're able to do that. And I'm pretty darn happy about that, right? Because the top line revenue is awesome, but it's all about what goes in your bank account, right? So people throw around numbers like, you know, doing $1 million or whatever, multi-million dollars or what have you. But how much of that is actually going in the bank? And I would guarantee you that some of those numbers would surprise you, okay? So I want you to be focusing on in 2020, how can you run the most profitable business? And how can you, once you figure out, we've talked about this on the podcast here before, when you have your marketing systems in place, meaning how you market your business, how your, what your sales systems are, how you sell your product or service, right? Once you have those in place, how can you do that? How can you accomplish your marketing and sales in the leanest way possible, right? While being able to, again, this is about getting more done while working less. So lean and profitable, and really always looking at your business in a way from a financial perspective. Are you using all the tools that you're subscribed to, right? Are you getting an ROI out of the things that you're paying for in your business? Are you getting ROI out of your team, etc., right? And really focusing on the profit margin. That is the key. No one talks about profit margin. And we're going to be talking more about that here in the first quarter of 2020. I'm going to have my bookkeeper on. I've been through 4 bookkeepers over 6 years in my business. And I finally found one who is awesome. She is my de facto CFO in the business, and she's just amazing, and she's completely transformed my business on a financial side, on the back end side, and how we track things and how we plan and how we, you know, focus on the future, all that stuff. So be thinking about profit, right? Michael, I think you pronounce it Michalowicz, right? He wrote Profit First, great book for these types of things. So be thinking about profit, number one, and how can you be running the leanest business possible? Now, I'm not talking about skimping here, right? Because if you want to have a big impact in your business, you've got to have help, right? And you need resources in order to be able to do that. What I'm talking about here is being smart in your business and focusing on profit and not just, you know, top line revenue. Because think about it. If you are killing yourself to get to $1 million and you have 80% of that as expenses, well, wouldn't you rather, you know, have a maybe a $100,000 business and keep 70% of that? That sort of thing. That's how I want you to be thinking about it. Focus on profit in your business, not just top line revenue. And I'm also not telling you just to cut expenses either. Be smart about that, because it's much easier to create more revenue in the business. Again, we're going to be talking a lot more about this here in 2020, but that's the seventh area where I highly recommend that you focus in your business in 2020 is profitability and how can you run a lean business while accomplishing what you want to accomplish. Okay, so just to recap real quick, the seven areas of focus for your business that I recommend that you do focus on in your business for 2020 is number one, building community through authenticity and creating that deeper connection with your audience. Number two, podcasting. Just do it. Podcasting, I cannot recommend it enough. Number three, video, specifically short form video and live video like Instagram Live, Facebook Live. Number four, affiliate marketing, partnering with others to promote their products in a genuine and an authentic way. And an authentic way, not inauthentic. Number five, customer experience, right? How can you provide the best experience for your customers and help them finish your product, get them results? How can you surprise and delight them so that they become your tribe, they become your super fans, they become the people who are recommending you to all their friends? Number six, messaging, right? Amplifying or reducing a feeling. People buy a feeling that your product provides. Use the language that your ideal customers use and consider the whole concept of thought reversal. We did a whole episode here on the podcast in 2019 on thought reversal. And then finally, the seventh area, focus on profitability, right? Running a lean business, focus on profit and not just the top line revenue number. Focus on profitability, okay? So there you have it, the seven areas of your business that I absolutely recommend that you focus on in 2020. I realized that I went way longer than I normally do in quick tip episodes, but I really wanted to bring this episode to you before the end of the year. So before we head out, about my Accelerator Mastermind, the deadline is coming up very quickly because we kick off next month. And so if you're interested in applying, this is for online experts, meaning you're a coach, you're a course creator, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, et cetera, right? And you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, meaning you're making at least a few thousand dollars per month in your business, but you're spinning your wheels to get to the next level. And that next level could be breaking through six figures. Maybe it's multiple six figures, seven figures. If that's you, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy, one that combines mindset, visibility, building your authority, paid and organic traffic, right? Building a team, freeing up your time so that you're not doing all the things in your business, becoming the actual CEO of your business, and a whole lot more. And then on top of that, coaching, accountability, community, and support. And so if you're at a place in your business right now where your days are getting eaten up with busy work and you cannot see the forest from the trees, right? You're doing all the things in your business and you're wondering why you're staying stuck. You dream of having a team that's got your back, that excels in the areas that you don't excel, and they're as committed to growing your business as you are, right? If you're Googling things like what's the best launch strategy for this new course I have, or how do I get my cost down and my ROI up on my ads, or who should I hire to help build my empire? And Google doesn't have the answers for you. If you are subconsciously sabotaging your own success in your business because your mindset has not caught up to your reality, then I want to help you. Okay, so if you're ready for coaching, support, accountability, and community in taking your online expert business to the next level, then I want to invite you to schedule your free strategy session with me. You apply for it, right? Because this is application only, and we'll see if you're a fit for my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind. You can go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay. All right, my friends, again, happy holidays. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast each and every week. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.